daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. A popular TV show when I was growing up was The Incredible Hulk. The Incredible Hulk has now been made into a movie, and the Incredible Hulk character features in the Avengers movies, and it's based on the comic book series. The main character is a scientist named David Banner, and most of the time he was a nice guy, but when he became angry, he would turn into a green, hulking monster of a man, the Incredible Hulk. Now, in the TV series, he was investigated all the time by a journalist called Mr. McGee. And fearing for Mr. McGee's safety if he pressed him too hard and got him angry, he said these words, which featured in the opening credits.
I'm an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Now, anger can indeed turn a normal person into a monster. Anger can turn you into someone you don't want to be. And as a result, sometimes it can seem the best way of dealing with anger is never to express it, to simply push it down. Don't let this volatile emotion take you over. But in Ephesians chapter 4, including the verse that I read out at the start of the episode, God gives us a different way of looking at anger. He doesn't dismiss all anger as evil. At the start of that passage, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, he says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. In your anger, do not sin, so the anger itself is not a sin, but you're not to hold on to it, and so give the devil a foothold in your life. You don't let evil in by taking hold of the anger and making it part of you, or reveling in it, or just simply not letting it go. In your anger, don't sin, but not don't be angry." And the way to do that is a question of focus. Your anger must only be focused on things that are righteous. You can be angry about things that are immoral or unjust, but even then you're not to hold on to them, and you're not to dwell on it, but simply to focus it on getting things done, sorting things out. Beyond that, anger is of no use and is only destructive. So let it go. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to dailydevotionalpreaching.com, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.